I'm Richard Quest, and these are the top business headlines on CNN. US stocks had their best day since 2008 on Friday, ending an historically volatile week. Stocks rallied in the last moments of trade, with the Dow closing up almost 2,000 points. It followed President Trump declaring a national emergency to combat coronavirus. The president said the US would buy oil to fill the strategic petroleum reserve. Germany says it will spend whatever it takes to protect its economy from coronavirus. A cash package gives firms unlimited liquidity to navigate the crisis and protect employees. The finance minister says Germany is ready to take on more debt to pay for it. The EU Commission's predicting a deep recession for the euro area as the global pandemic halts economic growth. According to estimates, the EU's GDP might shrink by more than 1% this year. Economists expect a substantial but not full recovery in 2021. The chief executive of British Airways has warned employees the carrier will need to cut jobs and suspend routes because of the virus. In a memo, Alex Cruz warned airlines with balance sheets are facing a dire future. And the World Travel and Tourism Council's warning of severe compact in the industry, putting, it says, 50 million jobs at risk. Those are the business headlines. I'm Richard Quest in London.